This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening, my Kenny's Corner family. That is in the gate. That is the sound of the Shell Saxon Superstars. They are the music champions, best banner, best choreographed. Shirley Street, lead off the shoulder, step down. They are the winners of the parades of this season. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is another Sexy Tuesday, and Kenny is here, and we're going to talk about Junkanoo. Now, the last time I was on the radio, we spoke with the Valley Boys. We spoke with them, and they told us that they are ready to traverse the boulevard, as it were. We spoke with the legendary John Williams and Wendy from the Backline, a Tum Tum rhythm section drummer. And they said that they are ready to get down. They are ready to bust the gate open. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to be cognizant of the fact that the Saxon Superstars are the group to beat. Can they get four straight on Bay Street? Will they be victorious? Now, their two themes are beautiful. They are coming with something that we have probably seen before. And then for New Year's, they are bringing 60 years of Saxon Superstars. Ladies and gentlemen, it promises to be a very captivating parade, not only because the Saxons are looking to get four straight, four more for sure, but you also have another breakoff group from the Valley Boys called The Way Forward. They have been in court more than the seats themselves. They have been in court longer and more frequent than the judicial system has been in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But that will not deter The Way Forward. They are persistent. They send out a press release every day to let us know that they are the people's choice and that this particular parade will be judged on Bay Street. And it's who will be the best valley. Ah, boy, there will be no peace in the valley. However, the Saxon Superstars do not have this problem. Absolutely not. There's one group, one sound, one brass leader, one rhythm section leader, one kunkalaka leader, one beller. There's no two different sounds in the Saxon Superstars, ladies and gentlemen. And so when we are back, we will speak with Maestro Walden Young. He is one of the fractions of the High Voltage Brass, and they are known as small acts because they are the smallest brass in Junkanoo history. not to be confused with a large marching band, but they make rhythm, they make love to and with the music. So ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your seats, because this is going to be another Tuesday that I let my listening audience go home and have themselves a dandy. Also, I want to remind you that Conversations After Dark happens on December 30th, so I want to see everybody there in their sexiest pajamas for real conversation. We're going to talk about sex, relationships, and everything in between, the trauma, the real life, the not-so-real life, the sneaky link, the heterosexual. We're talking about everything. Conversations After Dark on the 30th of December. We're going to have ourselves a good time. Chris, take us out with some of that melodious music from the victorious Saxon Superstars. We will be back after this quick commercial break.
Coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguana in the south, if you cook in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice, for the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And again, this evening in my hot seat, we are speaking with Maestro Walden Young. He is a receiver of the Golden Globe Award, Saxon Superstar. He has received the Heisman Trophy of John Canoe, Musical Champions. Walden, I have some questions for you. How are you this evening?
It's been good, you know. It's been a good day.
It's been a good week?
Yeah,
I like that for you.
It's been a great week, yeah.
You have your shades on, so I know you mean business. Do you ever take these shades off?
Yeah?
I don't even want to know when, but let's get straight to the business. Mm-hmm. Walden, you are the music champion. What does that mean for you?
I mean, I could say it means a lot, but honestly, being the music champion feels good, but being a consistent music champion feels even better. You want to be able to say that it wasn't luck and that, you know, you do your homework. You do put in the work to come out on top, and I think we've, you know, been doing that in the right direction this far. So being a music champ has its perks, but also has its cons about it as well. You're always under a scope, so it's almost as if you need to be perfect all the time, but that's not reality. You just need to be perfect when it counts.
You said perfect when it counts. Now, Walden, tell me something. You are getting ready for two parades, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with these two parades, you have to be ready because everyone is gunning for you, especially because you always have something slick to say, right? Now, how does that feel to have a target on your head and on your back? I know that you are an Omega Man because I'm indeed your Delta sister, but how does that make you feel?
Well, see, the main thing about it is it isn't about me.
It isn't.
It isn't about
me. It's about the music.
It's about the brass itself.
Right.
I am only one piece that can be, replaced.
Don't say that.
Yeah. In essence, I'm a moving piece. Yes, I do, I guess, what you would say, a good job at what I do. But the brass doesn't necessarily not move if I'm not there.
How many days a week do you practice, and how long do you practice?
Maybe outside of Thursday and Sunday, four times a week.
Every day with the same set of people?
3-4 hours, give and take. I mean, everyone don't have the same schedule, so you have to work with when people could come to practice, you know, and then move from there when you could bring everyone together.
This is a question I put out the flyer late yesterday evening, right? And by the time as I came back, I had 16 questions, and now tonight I have 22 questions. One of the questions was very sexual. We're going to get to that later because this is a show also about relationships. And so it was very interesting because I'm assuming that it had to be a woman, and she asked the question. The question is framed, how does the intensity of you blowing compare to your sexual tenacity? I thought that was interesting because you see drummers, right? And you see the bellas and you see the strength that they have to traverse the boulevard with. So you are blowing for 70 minutes, notwithstanding how long you blow in the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that constitutes huge energy, big energy? Because you're a big deal. I mean, that's what they tell me. I've never met you before.
That's crazy. You have to have a certain pride about yourself when you step out on Bay Street. You cannot second guess yourself. So, like I said again, that comes with putting in real work. Not saying you play for, you know, a couple of minutes and you got it. You don't know. John Canoe is what I like to say, a mind sport. And you got to be conditioned. You have to have the endurance to really go there and put your passion, because you could be passionate about something,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, can you absolutely channel more than 50% of yourself in doing that and executing that, right? So for that person that asked that question, it's all about their perception and what they see, when they see me or whoever it is that they see him blowing, and was like, wow, that person looks like they're really putting their everything into that. I wonder if they do that elsewhere. You know, that's something you got to ask them personally.
Okay, let me ask you this next question. What role does the brass section play in setting the tone or energy for overall performance for the group? In the gate, because we're talking purely in the gate, because the music has to be locked. So what type of energy you have to give the whole group? Because the back line and you can't have music without y'all. You can't have music without the brass. You can't have music without the drummers. Mm-hmm. Kunkalakas, bellas, cymbals. You need everybody. Mm-hmm. So what type of energy... what role does the brass section play in setting the tone or energy for the overall performance?
It's definitely a huge part, mm-hmm. because then if it didn't, you wouldn't have fanfares in the gate. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have now what brass sections are doing, you know, jukeboxing in the gate, as we call it, in terms of playing some songs that people like, hits, as you know, as you would call them. Play one, two, or three in the gate, and then that, all depending on the feeling that you evoke out of the music that you play, mm-hmm. your group feeds off of it, and then when it's time for your back, when you cut, and your back line is ready to come in, they also feed off of that as well. So it has to be exciting, it has to be interesting, it has to really, you know, it has to reach the people.
Now, well then. Do you think that the gate music should be judged?
That's a scary thing to do.
Why?
Because, I mean, a group could be good in the gate and then go down the road and not score that much points.
Okay, so then maybe you break it into different criterias. Maybe you have the judging in the gate, and then you have the judging... in the judging zones for overall music. What you think?
That's slippery, because then the music, technically the way they judge music would change, obviously, but not in just that you have a new category, but the way brass sections now prepare to go to Bay Street. That's a whole nother element. That's almost like a Bear Fest type of feel.
Really?
Yes, because you have to now put a time limit on it. Because dudes could go there and put on full concerts in the gate just to get maximum points. How long does it last? It's sort of a slippery slope.
You're a big boy on this road. You are closing out the parade, right? Mm-hmm. You are coming out seventh. Yeah. The Saxon Superstars will be able to traverse the boulevard seventh. Mm-hmm. You have to be out there early, or you're going to go, like, what is your frame of mind for coming out the gate last? You can't look back, because you may turn into a pillar of salt. Anyone in the front of y'all can't look back. What is your mental capacity? You 9 days from the parade.
Well, it's all about how you're looking at it. You're either looking at it as if you're coming out last and you close out, or mother sick, you're coming out last.
Mm. Perspective.
It's a very anxious thing if you let it be that. If you're not prepared to line up today, you're not going to be prepared to line up in 9 days.
Do you think y'all peak Sunday night? Because y'all music Sunday night was blazing.
Well, I wasn't there. Heard some things, different reviews.
What you heard?
I mean, you say we was bursting.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, they ain't never say nothing. I mean, some people may say a little something, but I was there.
I've seen some opinions from people that don't rest for the Saxons.
What were their opinions?
I guess comparisons with, you know, just our overall sound. Mm. At certain points in when we between start and finish, some positive criticism. Nothing really negative per se.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you think that y'all peaked on Sunday?
I doubt it. That's no.
When y'all gonna peak?
I mean, it's hard to say.
You hope.
See that you can't really gauge it.
No.
You pray you don't peak too early, but you pray you peak at the right time.
What happens if you Do you ever, in your head, like when you are ready to come out of the gate, you've already passed Frederick Street,
mm-hmm.
right? And you are making your way down and you see the lights. John Bull is there. Scotia Bank is within your grasp and you're saying, mother freeze, I know they're feeling this music. Do you ever get anxious?
I haven't had that feeling in years.
Wow.
To say, by the sake, they ain't feeling the music.
you see your people.
I mean, then if you like jungle, the natural thing to do is dance. You understand what I'm saying? Unless you really just naturally garbage coming down the road.
Right.
And the people real mad because they're not entertained.
Right.
Then you have a problem. But I haven't seen where groups outright go down and the people don't like their music unless there's a lot of confusion going on within. It's not going to be from the outside. If your music ain't right when you're going down, some things you need to work out as you... That's why you have zones.
Absolutely.
You understand where the zone is? You understand where it ain't. So if you got some things going on outside the zone, that's no need to panic. Because you can pull out once, you can play one song.
And that kill the whole parade.
And that could just electrify the whole group. And you could get it together for that 15 or 20 minutes, however long you stay in that zone.
Right.
And get those marks.
So y'all have played two songs that seem to get people out of character. At least I saw this at your practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You played Cassandra, mm-hmm. is that the song?
Mm-hmm.
And you all played Rolling on the River. I mean, you have the ones in the wheelchair, you have people, I mean, they are acting out of character. Did you see the persons that were on the back of a truck jumping up and down?
I wasn't there.
You haven't seen any videos?
I mean, I've seen clips, but I didn't see anything with any of those.
I'm going to send them to you. I mean, I just thought it was, I thought the feeling was magnanimous because people were going crazy on Sunday.
Mm.
It was almost as if the Saxons said to themselves, you have to come to see me.
I mean, technically you do though.
Really?
You do.
I mean, what?
We have to defend our title.
You think y'all ready?
We will be.
Y'all have more work. Y'all have still having practices?
There's always work to be done.
There's always work to be done.
Always work to be done.
Nice. Y'all have some pretty colors. Will we be able to identify you on Bay Street? Because the only way we identify you is when you hold your hand up like this.
And that's the first.
That's you?
Better keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eye on me. Keep your eye on Walden. Now, this is another question. How do you select and train your section members to achieve the unique sound of the Saxons? Because sometimes you have to keep in mind of the tempo of the back line, right? And you have to just, once the music is set, how do you know what you want to play? How do you know what is going to move people?
Mm. Okay, let me see the best way I can answer that without saying. All right. Every group has an identity in terms of their tempo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every group's tempo from their backline mm-hmm. is their identity.
Absolutely.
If your identity is consistent, then you give your arrangers the ability to write music consistently that goes with your backline,
mm-hmm.
whether fast or slow. Whether we just starting in the gate, just getting into it, or we 30 minutes into the parade and the music is rising. So, it's just a matter of knowing the identity of your group, rushing left to right.
What happens when you get to the rest point? Do you say to yourself, hey, you call the guys together and you say to them, listen, I listen to how we sound and we need to tweak this music because now we get into Shirley Street.
Boy, if I got to say tweak it, we lose.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you get on Shirley Street? What type of energy? Is Bay Street and Shirley Street two separate feelings? Why? Tell me why. I want to know.
It's almost like... Let's see how I can compare it to. Bay Street, people would say Bay Street is more of a conservative crowd. If you would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to use that word, but that's the closest thing I can think of. In terms of the demographic of people that's on Bay Street itself, right? people that sit like John Bull, Scotiabank Square, Crown Jewelers, Swoop, wherever they go, right?
Right.
Your song selection is tweaked a little bit for Shirley Street because you have a different kind of people on Shirley.
What you playing on Shirley Street that you're gonna play on Bay Street? Buffalo Soul, like what you can play?
I wouldn't play. Let's see. I wouldn't play a rap song on Bay Street.
No, because it wouldn't get the same feel. Mm. But do you think that the real Junkin was on Shirley Street?
Yeah, because you can bring your Bay Street selection on Shirley.
And they will still gravitate.
Mm-hmm. I could play gospel on Shirley. And
you could be,
and the gangsters will be dancing and jumping up and down.
What when you see the tree shaking on Shirley Street, what does that say to you? I would know. I would know. I would know.
The tree been faulting up these last couple of years. It been getting four trees. they were shaking the tree just for shaking the tree's sake. Now
right,
I know.
Right.
So, but at one point in time, when you see that tree shaking,
you knew.
You know what's going on.
But I have to say, right, woman, I think Shirley Street is a different type of energy. Like, Shirley Street is like that raw Junkanoo enthusiast. Like, that person who, I don't have to buy no ticket to go on no Bay Street. Like, I come in down to Shirley Street because I want to see, I want to feel, I want to have that experience where I could lose myself for a minute. For me, Shirley Street and In the Gate are the exact same feelings. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if it's like the ancestral point of view, right? But for me, when you are in the gate, I couldn't imagine anything more exhilarating than that. I see the lights ahead. I see the feathering. I see the sparkles. I see the excitement. And you've worked all year for this. Because we only take a break for a certain amount of time, right?
Short time.
A short period of time, because I thought someone said that they were stopping. But then you bunk, I mean, we right back in here.
That was a good 6 months.
That was a good 6 months, right? Oh, man. But Walden, when you are on Shirley Street, it's a different feeling. How do you feel when you have finished the parade? Do you say, we got that? We got them this morning. Now, you know there's, I don't know if you could say that on the radio, but sometimes you say, get the ass. Sometimes you see, we say that, right? If we get in trouble, like, I have to pay the fine. Do I probably cut my check? But that is something that you say, and all of the trash talking. Mm. When you get to Bay Street, you through George Street, you have your Lipton tea in the white styrofoam cup, or you have your little Hennessy honey jack, or whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy to see people that you haven't seen all year round, and this is where the good stuff happens before you have to get in a gate?
You have those moments.
But it doesn't, do you take it outside of that?
No.
No.
Because it's a focused thing at the end of the day still, you know. We come here to do a job.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you could sound good, you know.
Right.
You could sound amazing.
Right.
To you.
To you.
When you look at them score sheets and the results call, and we are kind of like, what happened?
But mind you, the JCNP trains persons and what they should listen for. But again, I still think that Junkin was objective, because if you were to close your eyes, or if you were a Brahmin and you were not able to physically see which group was coming, do we all sound alike? Do we all have the same essence? Do we all bring the same energy?
That's what we're talking about, identity.
Okay. Okay.
That's all it is. Now, In the Gate, cool. If you carry the momentum down the road, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's not a secret that if you're a group that's coming out last,
mm-hmm.
you either feed off of the groups that go ahead of you positively, mm-hmm. or negatively.
How do you know?
Well, if you're a group coming out last and you like to go watch every group go down,
mm-hmm.
you feed into your own mind. If you already have second thoughts about your presentation before you even go on.
So if you get there and you see that Jenny busting out these gospel tunes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they play that one favorite, and the crowd goes crazy, does that shake your confidence?
No.
No.
You got to go there and do your thing.
Now, you know, Jenny come out the block one morning, they play Purple Rain, and they take the whole parade. I mean, no one was even expecting that. And don't let Tovalli play City of Gold. I mean, the whole parade gone. What is your clutch song? Watermelon is spelling on the vine. Tell me what your clutch song is so we can know. What your clutch is, Walden? What is the clutch? What's the clutch?
Watermelon is spelling. That's okay. Because
last year, Scotiabank, y'all, I mean, that was like a parade.
To name a clutch song right now wouldn't do every song in our repertoire right now justice.
Y'all have plenty songs, eh?
Because they have, each have the potential to be that.
Okay. Chris signaling to me, that means I have to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kenny's Corner. We are talking with Maestro Walden Young of the small acts, Saxon Superstars. High Voltage Brass! Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we're going to listen to the melodious sounds. They're going to take us out to this commercial break. Again, December 30th, Conversations After Dark, sex, relationships, trauma, and everything in between. We are going to have the conversation. We're going to be back after this quick commercial break.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguana in the south, if you cook in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice, for the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hi, this is wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9. FM. We'll be right back.
We are back with the musical champions of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Saxon Superstars, High Voltage Brass, Small Axe. There's a character of the Saxon Superstars, and his name is Car Wash. And Car Wash so eloquently put it about 2 years ago that cut ass is in the bag. Walden, where is this proverbial C-A? Can you bring this music? Now, you have some musical champions within your line. And with that being said, you know the art and the craft of bringing this music to Bay Street. Are you prepared mentally for the challenge ahead? Because they are coming for you, Walden. They are looking for you. They are looking for you and Mr. Jeremy Lightborn. What are you going to do? What are you ready? Are you ready for next week? Costume wise, you all ready? I mean, I don't know anything about your group. I'm just asking because I don't know anything about your group.
I start my costume yet again. It could be down the road though. It could be that.
Oh, I have to ask this question because this is one of the questions as well. When you played the African national anthem last season,
mm-hmm.
what was your inspiration? Hold on, let me read the question properly.
Who's inspiration?
What was the inspiration behind the African national anthem last year? Y'all Saxons went very deep. Y'all trapsy. I don't know. That's just the question.
Well, it's the inspiration for the song was just came from the theme and the synopsis. You know, as you would call me and say, "Hey,
I call you.
This is that and that." Over
so
that,
I've never, over. I've never.
She'll be okay. She'll be okay. And you know, you put our heads together. We say, "Okay, we're gonna do this and to that." Boo, boo, boo. You know, however it goes. Every new theme is a different thought process.
Absolutely. Now, what do you say to people that say, "Well, y'all bring this theme to Bay Street before? Y'all only bring in a bunch of masks." What do you say to that?
Bring your camera and come see for yourself. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it's kind of ironic, you know.
Tell me. Because, I mean, using some big words here, you know, the average. Go ahead. So I am listening
you know,
to you.
People are talking. People want us to bring masks. That's what people are projecting. They want us to bring masks.
Right.
They don't want the Saxons to show their true self. Right.
Right.
In that artistry and really putting our mind into these themes, you know, these last couple. Now, people may say Indian is Indian and Africa is Africa, but you don't see one Indian anymore.
No.
You don't see one African, and the theme wasn't Africa.
It wasn't.
It's you know, we chose to be ignorant about some things in Junkanoo just for the game of it.
Right.
But if you think about it in retrospect, people want us to be one-dimensional in our thinking. So mm-hmm. they would love for us to just come with masks and carnival
mm-hmm.
and no crepe paper.
Right.
And all the nightmare things about Junkanoo that other groups introduced into this thing, and they're upset because
we have mastered it.
Whatever they call it. So just come. After your group done gone down, you drink a Gatorade. Come on down.
Right.
To the serving group.
Mm-hmm.
And see for yourself.
But I have a question for you, though, Walden. Now, in terms of musical history, there is only the Saxon Superstars have ever won five straight best music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know because my daddy was the backline man, mm-hmm. right? You are musical champions. Do you think, in your prowess, that Saxon Superstars will be able to achieve two straight music for these other two parades? Tell me what you think, Walden.
Of course, the competitive me would say yes.
Absolutely.
But you still got to go and work for it.
You have to work.
You still have to go.
You can't just show up in your clothes and your costume and think, "Hey, we get this."
No matter how bad the group before you gone out,
mm-hmm.
and the one before that,
right?
Or however it go,
right?
They didn't capitalize on their strengths,
right?
We can't go behind and do the same thing.
What do you think about this parking lot music? Because it's been said that, you know, some people could have music in the parking lot, but can never bring it to Bay Street. What do you think of that, Walden?
I don't.
I am not done with the question. Yesterday, on another radio show, television show, the man said there were 9 drums and 1 horn. Do you think that the small acts will be able to traverse the boulevard and bring music?
Yes. To the latter part of your question.
What about the parking lot music? What goes on in the parking lot? Some people can't bring music on the parking lot. What is going on? Think it's nerves?
They are chumps. They recently, you know, just before these two, they're recent chumps.
Hmm.
So, it's good fun to poke around and say it's parking lot music.
Because Owen used to call us the tent boys, but we saw off Owen Ed. Anyway, leave that.
I mean, he's okay now.
It's
been a few years.
It's been a while.
But again, after all the fun and jokes aside, you still have to go there and put on a show, whether they leave their music in the parking lot or on Market Street or not.
I ain't got no group. Why you get the Market
Street?
That's
the group.
That's the group.
Yes.
Okay, Chris, I have a call on the line. Good evening, caller. You are on Kenny's Corner. How may we talk to you this evening?
Good night, Kenny's Corner. How are you? Great. You guessed the word.
We are wonderful this evening. It's a happy Tuesday in the Saxon land.
Well, I noticed you're something like the police tonight. You got your Saxon buddy there. You was a Saxon. You're investigating yourself. What happened? You're scary.
What makes you think that I'm a Saxon, sir? I am wearing my work shirt.
Well, the sores, you take that off. You can put on them lashes. You think, I don't know what's happening. Listen, Bay Street here, Bay Street, we don't get any. But you're questioning yourself. That means you're scared.
No, man,
we
ain't scared. I mean, you know, the truth of the matter is, right, I want to give all groups a very fair play. It's any man's parade, but at the end of the day, you know, the Saxon superstars are closing out the parade, and I thought it only fitting for them to close out my season and bring the musical champion in studio.
Yes, I want to ask you this question.
Even though
one faction of the Valley Boys are not officially in the parade, they're still a part of the parade. Why you ain't bring them on your show yet?
I cannot bring someone on the show that does not quantify subjectively under the JCNP organization.
Yeah, but your show ain't no JCNP show.
Yeah, but I don't want to go against the grain. I want to stay within my studio audience. I don't want to cause any controversy. So I had the Valley Boys on last week.
That's one faction. That's one faction of the Valley Boys, Kennedy.
But they are in court.
Are you trying
to get a suit?
No, see, Ken, Kennedy.
Tell me.
Even though there are two factions, right? There are two factions. The JCNP, Shaw, who's the real one?
I want you to know something. I am saying this. I've taken off my Saxon hat, right? I want you to know something. This was a Valley Boy problem, you know. This was like a sweetheart. This was like a marriage.
Yeah.
And y'all had
yeah.
your own personal vibe. And then because of how y'all acted, you spill it over onto everybody else. And the only reason that everybody else is involved in this, isn't it?
Yeah,
because you caused it.
Yeah, because you still should have invited us, though.
I don't want to get in that contentious feeling because I just say on a run.
Let me make a prediction. You got your good brass band in, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You do a good job.
Yes.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
You do an excellent job too in getting them together.
Appreciate
but history is going to be made this Christmas.
How?
And New Year's.
How?
This is going to be the first time in history that a group in the exhibition category to win Jokunu by the court of public opinion.
They are not even in the exhibition category. They are an F for fun. They are in the F. They are not even judged. They are non-competitive. They are in nothing. They start on Shirley Street.
That's fine. That's fine. We can do it from wherever we are.
Also, you was away forward, eh?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
Yes, I am.
All right,
then. Put it down wherever you put us. We can put it down.
But tell me something. As a way forward, you are in the non-competitive category. You are in the F for fun category. for fantastic. F is for fun, fantastic family. What are you going to do?
We used to be in the F category. We are now registered under the JCMB, and that name has changed to exhibition category.
When this happened?
Last week. With the minister.
This happened last. Which minute? Do you know that I'm a part of the JCMB?
Yeah.
Do you realize no one have that information other than y'all?
Oh, well, I thought that's what the minister said.
No, the minister was very, very clear. You are non-competitive. You are not. You are in nothing. You are in F.
That's fine. That's fine. I could tell you one thing what we really are.
Tell me.
We are Junkanooa.
Yes.
So we come under Bay Street to rush.
But what is a real Junkanooa? What is a real Junkanooa?
A real Junkanooa is me. 1974 Valley Boy.
But what does that mean, a 1974 Valley Boy? You under Gus? Gus is in the grave.
Well, I ain't in the grave yet, but I'm carrying on Gus' tradition.
But if you say it's about the love and the craft of Junkanooa, right? Does it make a difference where y'all rush? Does it make a difference that y'all... And if you leave me, if you divorce me, if you say you don't want to be a part of me, go that way. Find another name. Genesis did it. Roots did it. What make y'all so different?
I agree with you if that's what happened. That was not happening. I see everybody keeps spinning the wrong narrative. We never wanted to break away. If we wanted to break away, we would have done that.
But
we
what y'all did?
Election.
But tell me what y'all did. Y'all had no election. Y'all had no election, right? Y'all had no election. Don't you think that it should have been a situation where we could have waited until next year, let's have election next year and then move from there. But y'all vomit all over everybody, and so everybody have the residual COVID.
That is not true. Our faction was the one expanding more than 13 times all the brands. If y'all can listen, y'all got to listen. The faction that y'all so praise and uphold and denying people to the practice, they the ones that refused to meet 13 times, even with Sandy Sands.
But you were failing to understand what I'm saying to you. I get what you're saying, you know. But I want you to understand something. The craft and the love and the culture of Junkanooa has been tarnished severely. The way forward and whatever the Valley Boys is, and this is my personal perspective, and I stand on a point of order. I don't need no one to back me or nothing I say. And I say this. I'm saying to you as a Junkanooa, I've been in Junkanooa all my life. I started at 3 years old in front of the Saxon Superstars. My father is a founding member of the Saxons. I'm saying to you, because of y'all vomit and because of the fact that y'all could not get y'all act together, everybody else has to suffer. What happens now if someone says, listen, I can come to your house and I can take your house from you? I have a mortgage. What happens when someone says, listen, I am not going to follow the rules. I'm going to circumvent and castrate you at your balls and still try to come for your parade. And still try to take my group over. It doesn't work that way.
One thing you cannot take away from us, Anthony.
Tell me.
That's one thing the JCMB cannot take away from us, that we are Bahamians and Junkanooa belongs.
That is never the dispute. You have Haitian, you have Jamaican, you have Cubans in the back line of every group. That is not our argument. Our argument is this was a personal family problem that y'all had.
It's spilled over to everybody. Yeah, it's spill over.
Everybody COVID.
And I will tell you, this ain't just start because we're trying to get this thing clear and transparent elections for more than 5-6 years.
But y'all should have done that. Y'all should have done that. The Valley Boys is like having a sweetheart. Y'all are the most secretive set of people in the world. Y'all should have kept this y'all private business.
Candidate, if the woman you just say, if the man ain't want the woman in the house and she tried and he locked the door and called the police and kick out, what you want her to do?
Is the conveyance in her name? If the conveyance in her name, then she have all right. She have any children for this man?
The courts could decide what she get and what he get.
Right, if the court should decide, if it was up to me, none of y'all would be allowed on Bay Street because y'all caused the problem.
That is what I am saying. So you can't even get a minimum line of this book, especially Bahamians and dark people, colored people, Negro people. When it comes to honesty, truth, and integrity, they ain't for that. They get on the side where the real problem is. And they can rally behind that.
But can I tell you something? I want to be as impartial as I possibly can as a Junkanooa, right? I want you to know, I feel within my personal right, if this had happened to any other group, it would never have gone this far. because the Valley Boys were not going to stand up for the Saxons.
Yannick, when I see you one of these days, I can't bother with one big feet. Even if there's one big, you're from Candy, right?
You can get I can give you a candy in my knapsack. I just give candy in my knapsack to other groups. I'll give you a candy.
The last time I tried, I was getting from you last year, but you were so hot. I think boy, I can bother with it right now. But, Candy, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
I can make it go so far. If you sit there and you talk to, even on that side, body boys, after what really, really, really going on, Candy, then you all will understand. But
I take no side.
Bring to the public.
I take no side. I take no side. I stand on a point of order as a culturalist, as a cultural ambassador. I take no side. My point is that this was a personal issue. That this was a personal. this was a personal issue. You all bring COVID to everybody. Come on.
You better take your orange juice because I got
my orange shy, my little pills in my bag. I can see you on Bay Street. I got on a purple mask, so just hail me.
But baby, you know that's not about it.
Absolutely.
Out the parade or in the parade?
In or out. In or out, because Junkanoo happens one day out of the year, and after that, we must live with each other. Am I right?
I can make one prediction.
Go ahead.
I hear you saying musical champion. Well, the way you've decided the way forward, that is out the parade.
Mm-hmm.
We are the musical champions for New Year's. Remember that, right?
I don't know nothing but that. I have to check.
Oh, all of a sudden you got amnesia?
I have to see. I can't recall that at this time.
The Saxons are the champions for Boxing Day.
The Saxons are.
Are the champions for New Year's.
When you see me.
You mean the Valley Boys?
Which one?
Yeah.
Not the way forward. That's the Valley Boys.
Had 9 people could be the musical champions.
That's what they were. When y'all were together, y'all won.
I think you're confused.
So where the majority of the cake is?
That is not up for the Saxon superstars to figure out. We are one group, one sound, one body, one banner.
Show off.
I have to.
Showing yourself right out.
I have to. That's a big deal.
We can put it down wherever you want to put it.
And I want you to know if the music right, Kenny dancing.
But you dance all the group.
I know that's right.
You think we do anyway. Thanks, darling, for taking the call.
Happy holidays. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is Chris, how much more time I have? 2 minutes? I have 2 minutes. So can I get to these? Can I get to these last two questions,
always
please?
Always got
to
be about the way forward.
It always, no matter what happens, the way forward always gets their way in. Man, did you hear the pun? Did you hear the play on words?
Yeah.
That was an educated overture. Ah, boy. So, Walden, in a matter of days, we will all line up, and you Saxon superstars will be ready to bust a gate.
Mm.
You will be up on the hill, and then Craig will come and say, gentlemen, it's time to go. Let us, y'all will pray and you'll do your 1-2. And then it's time to let's run that music.
Mm-hmm.
What is the feeling that you get in the gate? I just want to know what the feeling is that you get. Because I get antsy. What you get?
Me? You just got to be locked in. For me, I don't know how I don't know what nobody else does.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't listen. You know, it could be 10 marshals trying to talk to me.
We know, we've seen that. We've seen that before.
I got, this is spinning right here, so I don't have time for outside interference, so.
What y'all gonna do with all these people who have on marshal vests but really don't be helping?
The brass have,
designated.
You know, our own little system going on, so.
Always.
I can't say, but, you know, everybody else. So, as far as I'm concerned, once I get in my spot.
That's you. Now, there are two other questions. There's one other question. It was really for Walden and for Jeremy, but of course, Jeremy's not here. And I did respond to the texter, letting them both know, right, that Jeremy is a very, very married man. but the long and the short of it is that they noticed that you guys never smile. Is that a zone thing?
Smile?
Yeah, you guys never smile.
I smile right now.
Jeez. Yeah, they can't. You don't do that on Bay Street. is that because you're locked in?
It's wartime. You know, one smiling on Bay Street. You smile when you feel like you got, like you say, got him this morning.
Got him this morning.
When you feel like that, that's when you bust a little. Got him this morning, but that only comes after hard work, and you know you see the fruits.
Of your labor.
Yeah.
All right, Walden, Mr. Walden Young, the Heisman Trophy winner of Junkanoo. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the closeout conversation here on Guardian 96.9 with Kenny's Corner. Thank you so much for listening to me for the past 6 to 8 weeks. It has been an awesome ride. Maybe I'll be back and maybe we'll see what the new year brings. Please join me on December 30th at the National Training Agency for Conversations After Dark. We're going to be talking about sex, relationships, trauma, and everything in between. There's a smoker's lounge for men. Please come out. Be there in your pajamas. The tickets are $80. It's going to be a very sexy night. Have a good, juicy Tuesday. This is Kenny's Corner. Christopher, take us out with some of that award-winning Emmy epic music from the Saxon Superstars. Thank you.